And we're going to call a short audible. We're going to put the children's sermon right here because sometimes something just inspires you. So you're going to do it. So, whoops. Thanks. You can stay if you want.
Okay.
You want to participate? You can help me. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Children's sermon. So if you're at home, pay attention. This all ties together, I promise. So we're going to hear the story about Zechariah in just a couple of minutes. And do you want to know my favorite part of the story? He gets to be quiet for 9 months. As an introvert, that sounds wonderful. Then again, that sounds horrible. So, if you can't talk, now this is the challenge for you at home. You are now not allowed to talk. And the kids, especially mine, this is going to be challenging. Be quiet for the next 2 minutes. You can't talk. Your voice has been taken away. Ready? Okay. I'm going to keep talking because people on the radio are going to wonder what's going on if I don't. But how are we going to communicate wonderful news if we don't have a voice? Do you have any ideas? Oh, yeah, you can't talk. That's right. Oh, no. How are we going to communicate this? Oh, Mark and Joy have it. They're communicating. Look, they're communicating. But, you know, that just says, like, hey, look at us. We got something to say. But what are they going to say? That's a good question. They don't know either. Oh, you know where we're going. So, yeah, that's one of them. But we're going to communicate without our words, just like Zechariah got to communicate without his words. We're going to communicate that Jesus loves me and Jesus loves you. So we're going to communicate some good news even without words. You ready? So this is what it is. You got Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. And we're all going to point at the camera so they know what's going on. All right? You ready at home? You're going to share this message too. You're going to share this with your family. Even if you're not a young person, share this message. All right? We're going to do it together again. We're going to share this message. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. All right? That's pretty cool. We didn't even have to use our words. Best part is he gets his voice back. So we can sing and do all that, and we can use our voice again. But even in the silence, there's ways to express a trust in a loving God, even when we're uncertain. So let's pray together. Dear Jesus, we thank you.
Dear Jesus, we thank you.
For loving us.
For loving us.
And giving us the tools.
And giving us the tools.
To express this love.
To express this love.
To others.
To others.
Especially in uncertain times.
Especially in uncertain times.
In your name we pray. Amen.
Pray. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much. And we'll continue now with the reading of God's Word. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter, beginning with the 5th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife, Elizabeth, was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time of the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. But then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call him John. He'll be a joy and delight to you. And many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, and turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah says to the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you'll be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time. Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he'd seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. And after this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this to me," she said. "In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, what is the theme of Advent this year? Well, that's a very good question. Some of you may be asking it. This is the theme: trust in uncertain times. Well, how on earth are you going to attack that? How are you going to go about looking at that? Well, I'm glad you asked. We're going to be looking at the Christmas story, pre-Christmas story, the build-up to Christmas. So you have John the Baptist, you'll have Joseph being visited by an angel, you'll have Mary being visited by an angel, and we come to today, the best of the best. There's no other than Zechariah. Okay, I'm personally biased. Could be because every single time, because it wasn't often, my name came up in worship, I actually paid attention really, really well. But it didn't happen that often. We don't talk about Zechariah too often. I wonder why. But that's where we are today. But who is this Zechariah? Who is this guy we're going to be looking at? Who's married to Elizabeth? Who is he? We tend to forget this part of the story. So I decided, before we even let everybody know the theme, to ask you, what do you think of when you hear Zechariah? Here we go. What do you think of when you hear the name Zechariah? I think of a book of the Bible, but I don't know exactly what it says. I think of an old prophet. I think of my great-grandson. I think of a young man in a youth group back when we lived in Des Moines who was a tough case. And then the onslaught. Well, I think of you, Pastor Anderson, our associate pastor. I think of you. I think of my son. I thought you were Pastor Zach at first until I found out what your full name was. Why, yes, I do know a Zechariah. You. I don't know any other Zechariahs. And I think of my neighbor. Well, that's very kind. Thanks, neighbor. Well, apparently everybody's thinking about me. That's weird. But thank you. I'm honored. So, in light of that, I thought, well, why don't we look at Zechariah's story then? Specifically, times of anticipation, disappointment, and uncertainty. Except, we're going to look at two Zecharias. You'll have my side and some things that happened to me around birth, and then we'll have Zechariah's side again, and we'll hear a little bit more about that and his experience with birth. So, anticipation, disappointment, uncertainty. All three of those words can go into our time in attempting to have a child. We anticipated it. We were ready for it. We bought all the necessary Vikings jerseys. We got the blankets. We got everything. We were ready. We were ready to go. But each month passed. Each month passed. Each month passed. Each month passed. Still no baby. Eventually, it got to be a point of disappointment. Is this ever going to happen? Are we ever going to be able to have a baby? It was supposed to be easy. They make it so easy in the movies. Nobody seems to have problems. But it just took time and time. Led to some uncertainty. Will it ever happen? Well, one day, when it got to the point where, honestly, I think I started not really moving on, but wasn't thinking about it all that much, lo and behold, hanging from the rafter was this very stocking, which we still have, that said, "Baby's first Rudolph." All right, that's a pretty clear sign. You walk in and you see that. Then it's a whole new realm of anticipation. A tiny bit, ever so slightly, of disappointment, because you're like, wait, we were ready. Now we're not quite ready. Oops, here we go, which leads to uncertainty. But it didn't end there. You prepare, you start getting people ready, you start telling family, and then the doctor says these very words. And I do remember these words, that there's a chance your baby's going to be premature. What? okay, all the anticipation that this is going to go according to plan, there's this realm of disappointment. Because in CPE, I did experience some of these. I experienced what people felt like when they lost a child. I experienced a stillborn. I experienced miscarriages. First thing that comes through my head isn't exactly, oh, great. It's, oh, no. What's going to happen next? And to make it worse, as soon as you tell the parents, then Mindy ends up in the hospital because they got to wait because they don't want her to come early. That anticipation, the disappointment, it's not going the way you thought, the uncertainty. Is she going to make it? Are we even going to have a child? What's going on? All the way even to the birth. When she's born 10 weeks early, the anticipation that this is going to be okay. The disappointment, this isn't the way it was supposed to go. And the uncertainty, is she going to make it? But fortunately, with each passing moment, it became aware that she probably is going to be just fine. That was wonderful to see. Then we come to the other Zechariah, who had plenty of anticipation, disappointment, and uncertainty. He and Elizabeth had been trying a long time. They were ready. They got everything ready. They were ready to have that baby. It never happened. They were disappointed. But they're also living in a time of great uncertainty. They're anticipating the Messiah to come. They're disappointed because that Messiah refuses to show up. And they're uncertain, when on earth is this Messiah going to show up? But here he is. Zechariah goes into the temple to praise God. And he's waiting. And then the angel comes and says, guess what? You're going to have a baby. Well, immediately thought, well, anticipation. What's going to happen? Disappointment? I don't think so. Do you know how old we are? That can't be possible. I appreciate it, but really? Do you know how old we are? And the uncertainty. What does this mean? An angel just told me we're going to have a baby, and we're going to have that baby. What's going to happen? And then his voice is taken away. He can't talk for those 9 months. He has to communicate with signs. How is he going to celebrate with Elizabeth? How are they going to share in this together? A little bit of disappointment. Then it comes to this moment, the moment of his birth, the moment in which Elizabeth gives birth to John. And the people don't even want to name him John. They say, that's not a family name. But Zechariah says, he's going to be called John. Then eventually his voice is released, and he has this to say about what is taking place. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he's come to his people and redeemed them. He's raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he said through the holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, you will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, and guide our feet into the path of peace. God is indeed faithful. God is indeed there, even in those uncertain times and uncertain moments. And this very moment is definitely uncertain, other than the certainty that John's going to grow up and do something big. But what does that mean? And Zechariah sings this praise of God, this faithful God that opens up genuine hope, maybe for the first time in a long time, in a coming child who will be Jesus. There's a genuine hope that I held on to too during those times, that out of that stocking you hold on to tightly, the hope of the child that is coming at Christmas, the hope and the promise of what that child is going to do, the hope and trust that this faithful God, this child who will grow up and do great things, will never leave or abandon, even in uncertain times, and is opens up a whole new world. Oh, and there's a lot of eager anticipation there. A lot of trust in the uncertainty and the uncertain times. Genuine hope. my trust, Zechariah's trust, was in that God that no matter what happens, God's with this child, God's with me, God's with my wife, God is with you. And that is the certainty we have in uncertain times, every single day. We skip over this part of the story an awful lot at Christmas, but there's a lot there at the start of this great journey, the great journey that points to a genuine hope, a hope not for a handful, but it's definitely the handful and for all people, a genuine hope, Jesus Christ, a beacon in uncertain times. Thanks be to God for this today and every day. Amen.